Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, follow the podcast. YouTube feed is 94. WIP, check it out there. We got a lot to talk about today, not only on WIP Daily, but also the Midday Show. Check it out, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. live on YouTube, Odyssey app, and of course, live on your radio, 94 WIP. United States goes down last night. That was a no-show against Belgium. They just did not play well. I mean, that was a tough game to watch, tough game to consume, and a tough way for the United States to end it in the World Cup. Of course, we're on LeBron watch, Jaylen Brown. The Celtics spoke yesterday, Brad Stevens. He was getting beat up by the media up there. But the real, in terms of getting beat up, the real story yesterday was Christopher Sanchez, a career worst start yesterday for Sanchez. And look, I'm not trying to take him off the hook because he did not pitch well. A lot of hits, a lot of runs, changeup was getting hit. It was not a good day at all for Christopher Sanchez. But I do think the conversation has to include the first inning and how it could have been a one-run first inning instead of a six-run first inning, because of the Phillies' defense, specifically Trey Turner. You know, the Phillies have issues they have to solve by the time we get to the Major League Baseball trade deadline on August 3rd. And, they're going to need another starting pitcher in the back end. They're going to need a bullpen arm. They're going to need an outfielder. But one thing we can't overlook and can't not talk about when it comes to the Phillies' needs over the next few weeks is they need to improve their defense. It is one of the worst defenses in Major League Baseball. In fact, by defensive run saved, it is the worst defense in all of Major League Baseball. It has to get fixed. It has to be better for the Phillies to have a chance to go and get through October and win. And I know the Phillies got to the World Series at 22 with a bad defense, but eventually it got them. You go back to game 5 here in Philadelphia with the Hoskins play at first base. It got them. The Astros made a defensive play. The Phillies did not make a defensive play. And these games come down to that. The Cubs and Dodgers are the two best defensive teams in baseball, and it shows when you watch them, and the Phillies are the worst. And the biggest culprit and the biggest issue is their shortstop, Trey Turner. And what I'm wondering is if the Phillies are willing to do something drastic with Trey Turner before the end of this season. I'm tired of hearing about, you got to do things in the offseason, this, that. You don't. I mean, you could do anything you want. I mean, there's no rules on this. Bryce Harper learned to play first base on the fly from spring training until July. Edmundo Sosa, who had really never had any experience in the outfield at all, besides a game here or there, has taken to the outfield and become a serviceable platoon outfielder. So if you apply yourself and you try, you can achieve and you can do something to help your baseball team. So I don't know what the Phillies will do, but I know they should consider anything to improve their team between now and August 3rd. And I'll give you some potential options to deal with Trey Turner, some more extreme than others, but certainly all of them need to be on the table. So the most simple one is that they make defense, let's just go with this, the priority at shortstop more than it ever has been, because it's not a priority for them at shortstop. Not when you roll Trey Turner out there every day. He's been the worst defensive shortstop in the major leagues since he signed here. So the most simple thing they could do with the least moving parts, the least assets given up, and actually could probably kill two birds with one stone is put Trey Turner in the outfield. Start the process ASAP of getting Trey Turner reps in the outfield. I believe, and I've said this for years, Trey Turner will be a better outfielder than he is an infielder. I don't care that he's in his 30s now. We're typically, your defensive play goes down no matter where you are. I believe Trey Turner could be a very good outfielder. I think he actually, I don't know if he could be for a gold glove. I mean, Pete Carl-Armstrong plays center field. He's one of the best defensive players in the sport, if not the best. So if Trey ended up in center field as time went on, I'm not sure if he would actually compete for a gold glove, but he could be good. He could be above average. I believe that. I believe in his athleticism, his range. And he played that position in his major league career. It was a long time ago now, but we've seen it. He did that before. And I would put Edmundo Sosa at shortstop. And you'd say, Joe, how could you play Edmundo Sosa every day? Well, okay, the Phillies right now, let's just use Justin Crawford, right? Justin Crawford is basically your center fielder right now. Is Justin Crawford a markedly better offensive player than Edmundo Sosa? No, they're different offensive players, but they're basically the same thing in terms of OPS. It's pretty darn low. You're not getting much out of either of those guys anyway. So you'd be improving two areas defensively. That is the most simple and obvious way for the Phillies to go about this, is to put themselves in a position where Trey Turner doesn't hurt you defensively anymore. And I think he'd be an asset in the outfield. I think that Edmundo Sosa would be more of an asset at shortstop. You could play with it. I don't see why. Again, these are baseball players. This isn't rocket science. I don't see why Trey couldn't play center field 4 days a week and go back to shortstop 2 days a week. And then you take him out late in games for Sosa and you start to mitigate the problem here. So that's the first and most obvious solution to this. The second one would be that the Phillies acquire more of an everyday shortstop with the idea of pushing Turner to the outfield. So it's more of an upgrade to your team. You know, it's getting the bat you need. It's just you get the bat at shortstop and you put Trey Turner in the outfield. There are some potentially available bats for the Phillies that they could go after, that they could grab to go be their guy. And there are some good options. I mean, if the Phillies want to attack the trade market at the shortstop position, now it's going to cost, right? Shortstops are a very valuable position. There's a lot of really good ones in the sport right now. They don't come cheap. So it would cost. But if the Phillies are willing to pay to add to this baseball team for the rest of the year and potentially maybe even get a guy that, you know, could be here for years to come, there are players. I mean, there's rumors up in New York right now that there's a rift or there's a thing between Francisco Lindor and Juan Soto. Look, I would swap Turner in a deal to get Lindor in a second. I don't think Davis Stearns and the Mets would do that, but of course I'd rather have Lindor, and he's an upgrade at the position. You know, if the Phillies wanted to go a smaller direction, you know, they could trade for a guy like Jeremy Peña, who's got a year left on his deal. Astros have fought back in it. We'll see where they are about a month from now at the trade deadline. I don't think this Astros team's particularly good. Their pitching stinks. I think they'd be foolish to buy. I think they should actually sell this year. And if Jeremy Peña is available, that is a guy that is an upgrade. He obviously played well against the Phillies in the World Series in 2022. He could play the shortstop position better than Trey Turner. And the Phillies could give themselves the ability to move Turner to the outfield. And that wouldn't be subtracting Turner, because that comes with some complications with his no-trade clause within the season. But if they were willing to put Turner in the outfield and they traded for Jeremy Peña, you'd improve your team. You'd get the right-handed bat you need. You get a guy that could hit in the top of the middle of the order in Peña. You get Turner off a shortstop. You get him for the outfield. You would kill all the birds with one stone. The other name, and this guy probably, I was going to say more likely to be traded, but they are in it. We'll see what they do. C.J. Abrams from the Nationals, who has been an interesting young player in his career because a lot of potential, you know, came over in that Soto deal with the Padres, has shown flashes, but it also seemed like there was an immaturity there with C.J. Abrams that they've refined around the edges, and he's matured a little bit, and he's putting together his best season. His 19th home run last night, he's going to be an all-star starter in the game here in Philadelphia. So it's funny, you look at the all-star game, and it's a lot of Braves, Nationals, a lot of Braves, Phillies, and Dodgers. And then there's like a stray National out there. And that is, that's obviously C.J. Abrams. He's earned it. He's been really good this season, really productive. Now, he's more of an offensive shortstop than a defensive shortstop. It's kind of like where maybe Turner was 6-7 years ago. But no, there was a time where you can get away with Trey Turner at shortstop. You know, the Nationals won the World Series with him back in 2019. There was a time where you could justify his offense, his base running, it's not great on defense, but maybe it's neutral. You know, you're not getting anything good there, but you're not giving away run after run after run. And those days have passed. So, you know, option one would be Trey Turner goes to the outfield and you use Edmundo Sosa as a shortstop on more of a regular basis. Option two is you trade for an outfielder. You trade for a shortstop, you move Trey Turner to the outfield. Option three, and this is the most drastic one, but I think back, and I mentioned a few weeks ago when it came to the idea that I had to swap Trey Turner for Ranger Suarez, which would be back in 2004 when the Red Sox were trying to break the curse and beat the Yankees and win a World Series. They made a very unpopular decision at the time in Boston. It kind of reminds me of the reaction to this Jaylen Brown thing, listening and watching what's going on up in Boston. Very unpopular decision by the front office, obviously Theo Epstein leading the way in Boston to move off of Nomar Garciaparra, and they traded him. And they ended up getting back Rolando Cabrera, who was far less of a hitter, but far better of a defensive shortstop. And they felt that their team needed defense to get over the hump. They got Doug Mankiewicz at first base. They got Orlando Cabrera for shortstop, and they improved their defense exponentially down the stretch of the season. They became a better team. Their big hitters carried them when it came to Manny Ramirez and David Ortiz. They said, all right, we're going to subtract a little bit of offense in these spots, but we're going to get better defensively, and that's going to carry us where we need to go. It was drastic. It was looked at as, I mean, very controversial considering that the player that Nomar Garciaparra was up in Boston back in his day, very controversial. But it was the right decision for that Red Sox team. And I think about the Phillies where they are now, and you know, is there a move the Phillies could make to swap a couple players out, including Trey Turner, and remake the team and remake the defense and fix the problem? I don't know if it's there. I mean, Peña is an interesting one because he's an all-around player. Lindor would be a major swap, and it would require a lot of different moving parts, which with no trade clauses and contracts and money. But it's time to think outside the box here. You know, you could trade Trey Turner for a pitcher, and then you get Edmundo at shortstop, and you improve your pitching that way. I mean, there's different. I just threw out Ranger last week as just kind of an example. There's different ways to go about it. There's not one way to do this if you're Dave Dombrowski. But I know this: the defense the Phillies are playing in the first 91 games of the season will not be good enough to win the World Series. It will not be good enough to win the World Series. I know that. I think people around baseball know that. I think deep down the Phillies know that. So they can sell us, or they can tell us that Bobby Dickerson's going to work with Trey Turner and Trey Turner's going to get better and it's just an error here, error there. That's what they're probably going to do. And you better, and I better hope, and they better hope that they're right on that, because the level of defense they're playing now is not going to work in the postseason. I mean, you go back to last year. I mean, Trey doesn't make the throw home, you know, against the Dodgers. I mean, there's little moments that creep up. And in a game of inches, in a game where every little moment counts, that kills you. And the Dodgers did all the little things right last year, and the Phillies did all the little things wrong last year. Is that really going to change this year? Probably not. Probably not. And I think about these pitchers, and again, Sanchez wasn't great yesterday, so I'm not trying to just let him off the hook. He had a bad day. But I think of a guy like Christopher Sanchez, who needs his defense behind him with the kind of the way he pitches. I mean, really all these pitchers do, but specifically ground ball pitchers, they need that defense, and it's killing them. And if you want to really accentuate your strength, which is your starting pitching, your Zach Wheeler, your Christopher Sanchez, your Jesus Luzardo, you need to back those guys up with better defense play. It's just not acceptable, the defense the Phillies are playing. Like right now, the Phillies have negatives at first base. And yes, Bryce Harper's been a negative first baseman this year. They have a major negative at shortstop. They have a negative at third base. I know Bowen's made some nice plays. He's still a poor defensive third baseman, or at least neutral, net neutral at the best. They're not highly graded in La Silla with Brandon Marsh and or whoever else pops out there when Marsh moves around Edmundo yesterday. I'd say Marsh is okay. You know, he's been okay defensively in left field this year. He's been better in the past. They're really negative in center field with Justin Crawford. They were very positive in right field with Adolis Garcia, and I still see positive with Derek Hill, but now he's also playing some center in the platoon. So catcher, they're positive. Second base, they're positive. And wherever Derek Hill plays, they're positive. That's it. They have three of the nine positions that every game you feel like, okay, we have a good defensive player out there. That's not good enough. It's not good enough. And I'll say this. Regardless of how they play this out, and my guess is the Phillies will do very little. They will not touch the Turner thing. They will let it ride. I mean, they're going to let this thing ride till the wheels fall off, if I had to guess. And they're falling off defensively. But the one thing that would be unacceptable, and I spoke about this last year, I spoke about the year before, I will speak about it every year that they have a defensive player on the bench like Edmundo Sosa. Late in big games, they need to get him on the field and get Trey Turner off the field. In fact, if the Phillies do very little, I would encourage them to do this. Improve the bench. Swap out one or two of the bench guys for better bench guys. They already did it with Derek Hill. And make sure when we get to October, make sure that if there's a lead late in the game and they're handing it off from the starter to the bridge, whoever that's going to be in the bullpen, to Duran, that they get the best defense players in the field. And it's not acceptable at all to let Trey Turner play defense late in games in the postseason at all. It would be, and if it ever happens, I will not shut up about it because I've been on this for years, and it's an affront to anyone that knows the game. If the Phillies have a huge defensive moment late in a baseball game in October where they're winning, and it's the A's in the ninth inning, and especially if Trey's last at bat is clear. So if it's the eighth, his at bat is clear. If it's the ninth, obviously it's the ninth. And Trey's on the field for it, and he has a blunder, I'll never let him live it down, especially with Sosa sitting there on the bench. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. Midday show, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Don't forget newsletter, joe-julio-beehiv.com. If you want a direct link, I'll send it to you, and you can just sign up for free to my email newsletter. Thank you so much for listening to WIP Daily.